الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Welcome and مرحبا to another episode of this beautiful series we are doing Crown of Sainthood Yes, we are talking about Sultan al-Awliya Ghawsi Azam رحمه الله تعالى عليه And inshallah in today's episode we are going to be discussing Amir al-Sultan Damat Barakatum al-Aliya and his Madani pearls about Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam رحمه الله تعالى عليه Subhanallah The word of Peer-e-Tariqat, Subhanallah, the peer of millions of Attaris, Allahu Akbar. And he is none other than Amir al-Sultan Damat Barakatum al-Aliya. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing his Madani pearls, his words of wisdom that he shared with regards to the personality and the lifestyle and the seerah of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But before we do that, let's inshallah remind one another to recite durood in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and alhamdulillah joining me in the studio today is our Maulana Abdul Majid Damat Barakatum al-Aliya who alhamdulillah hails from Soweto a grand township in southern Africa alhamdulillah where he is spreading the message of Islam through alhamdulillah welcome to Islam campaign Sayyidi, marhaba and jazakallah for being part of this beautiful series and the journey. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, as we always start with the recitation of Durood and Salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fadrat can, inshallah, extol the virtues of reciting Durood and Salam and that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, for our viewers.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all thinking, what will be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? It will be such unbearable condition. You know, the sun will just be above our heads and the heat will be such that we will be drowning in our own sweats. I mean, this whole, this world will be like copper. And all of us will be willing to find a way out. And we're thinking, what is the way out? What are we going to do on that particular day when things will be so difficult. Rahmatun lil alameen. The mercy to the whole universe. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us such a wonderful solution for us to be successful on that particular day. And therefore our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has beautifully said in the Hadith Mubarakah that whoever recites Salat upon me I will intercede for him.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
The intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be more vital for all Ashiqani Rasul on the day of Qiyamah. And then how do we increase our chances of the shafa'at and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That medium and remedy has been given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of reciting much salawat and durood upon the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, you've just heard the virtue of reciting durood and salam in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as it is the occasion of Gyarawi Sharif, mashallah. This is the month of Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi Rabiul Ghaws inshallah and we should also recite as the devotees of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Durood Ghawsiya Sharif alhamdulillah as our topic for today is the statements of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliya about Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala and he says my spiritual guide subhanallah look at his devotion to Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi he says My spiritual guide, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born on Monday, the 1st of Ramadan. And he was born at the time of true dawn, Subh-e Sadiq. And at that moment, his lips were moving slowly and the words Allah, Allah were flowing from his tongue.
Subhanallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
This is how the awliya Allah lead you in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because as soon as he is born, he is chanting the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As his birth was in Ramadan al-Mubarak, he kept a fast from the first day. He would not drink his mother's milk during the day, from the time of Sihri till the time of Iftar. Meaning from true dawn until sunset. And the noble mother, rahimahullah ta'ala, of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, she states that when my son Abdul Qadir was born, he would not drink milk the entire day in the month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such was the great respect that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had for the beautiful and the glorious month of Ramadan. Allahu Akbar. As Muslims, as the devotees of Sayyidina Abbas Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we should also have the same level of respect for the beautiful month of Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan comes, our spirituality should be at that height as it was displayed and practiced by Sayyidina Abbas Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And his enthusiasm in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that when his noble mother would sneeze, she would say Alhamdulillah, and he would reply from inside her womb saying Yarhamukillah. Nowadays many elderly people are perhaps unable to articulate Yarhamukallah properly. In replying to a sneeze, Yarhamukillah will be said to a woman and Yarhamukallah will be said to a man. Now this is the grammatical difference. And my spiritual guide, Amir al-Sunnah says, my spiritual guide, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, even knew the legal rulings inside the womb of his mother. Allahu Akbar. As he was a saint from birth. Our state is such that we are often in the habit of not reciting Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin when we sneeze, let alone replying to this to Alhamdulillah when somebody sneezes. And we should know that saying Alhamdulillah after sneezing is Sunnah, and not just a Sunnah but emphasize Sunnah, Sunnah Muakkada. And it is Alhamdulillah mentioned in Khazan al-Irfan Sharif with reference to Tahawi Sharif, Subhanallah. And it has been experienced that some people have developed a firm habit of not saying Alhamdulillah upon sneezing. So much so that if they are reminded repeatedly, they still do not say it. It is wajib to reply to a sneeze in such a voice that can be heard by the one who sneezed. If one does not reply, he will be sinful. However, people do not reply, and nor do they have knowledge concerning it. My spiritual guide, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, knew the reply to sneezing even in the womb of his mother, whereas it was not even wajib upon him. Subhanallah. And this was a miracle of Pir Dastagir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is about to be born. And he is not an average person, he is a friend of Allah. He is the leader of the saints, and when someone sneezes, he should say Alhamdulillah. And it is wajib upon those Muslims who hear Alhamdulillah to reply it with Yarhamukallah if it's a male, and say Yarhamukillah if the person who sneezes, and say Alhamdulillah if that person is a female. Subhanallah, such a beautiful teaching from the Mubarak court of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala that we can learn. And this is coming straight from the Bargah of Amir al-Sunnat Damul Barakatul Aliyah, the Peer Tariqat, the living wali of the time.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidi, what can be said about the beautiful teachings of Amir al-Sunnat Damul Barakatul Aliyah, about the noble personality of Sayyidina Ghawse Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful explanation of Amir al-Sunnah when these questions were being asked from him. And then, you know, he says something very important, something very beautiful that we, you know, really need to take a lesson from. You know, Amir al-Sunnah says that saying Alhamdulillah is very comprehensive in expressing praise. It has been mentioned regarding this in a noble hadith Mubarakah that أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله.
Subhanallah.
That the best dua is Alhamdulillah. You know, obviously this is in relation to, you know, the person who sneezes and the person who replies to the sneezing. So Amir al-Sunnah stretches that in order to arm us and to give us more knowledge as importance of saying Alhamdulillah. What are virtues of perhaps saying Alhamdulillah? And so he says that أفضل الدعاء الحمد لله. The best dua, the most superior supplication is to say Alhamdulillah. It is better if the one sneezing says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen or Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. So instead of just saying Alhamdulillah, it would be much better if he says Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal or Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And it is wajib on the listener to immediately reply with Yarhamukallah. And what is the meaning of Yarhamukallah? Is may Allah Almighty have mercy on you. Allahu Akbar.
Subhanallah.
He should say this so that the one who sneezed is able to hear it. It is not sufficient to say it in one's heart. In other words, if somebody sneezes and then, you know, the person replies to the sneezing person and then he says Yarhamukallah in his heart, it is not sufficient. Look at what Amir al-Sunnah is. This is not sufficient. I mean, to say it in your heart or to say it silently, it is not sufficient. Upon hearing this reply, the one who sneezed should say يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ, meaning may Allah Almighty forgive us and you. Or alternatively, he can also say يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ, may Allah Almighty guide you and rectify your affairs.
Subhanallah.
And saying this is mustahab, commendable for him. It is mustahab for him to actually say this. It is a rewardable act. And then the mustahab will be fulfilled by mentioning either one of these two supplications. In other words, يَهْدِيكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ or يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا Walakum.
Subhanallah, such great words of wisdom, and this is now to encourage us to follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to again safeguard us from the sin of not fulfilling the wajib. Meaning, if somebody sneezes, to say Alhamdulillah is an emphasized Sunnah. And when, let's say for example, if you hear me sneeze and I say Alhamdulillah, then it is wajib upon you to say Yarhamukallah. Subhanallah. And in this way we are practicing the sunnah and fulfilling the wajib. And if we didn't know this, then we would be getting ourselves into sins. And that Amir al-Sunnah al-Barakatumul Aliyah is protecting us from that through the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam
rahmatullahi. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And Sayyidi, if you really look at the life that we're living in today, I mean, there is this I don't know if it is an attitude of shyness that is there. I mean, if you see an elderly person sneezing, you know, sometimes you say, you would love to say Alhamdulillah, but now you're thinking, you just end up saying it, you know, in your heart without having to say it in such a way that he would be able to hear your voice. And Alhamdulillah, what we're learning from Amir al-Sunnah is that when somebody sneezes, we should really, when he says Alhamdulillah, it becomes wajib upon us to reply back to him. And not just to reply back to him, it must be in such a voice that he would be able to hear.
Yes.
That we have indeed replied to his sneeze. And Allah, if you look at this, his dua from the person who sneezes and the person who is replying to the sneeze, Alhamdulillah, it's just, you know, dua upon dua, dua upon dua. And we have been taught this by a great personality, our Pir o Murshid, Mawlana Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhum Alayhi, through the lifestyle of yet another great personality who is the leader of all the awliya Allah.
Subhanallah.
Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala.
And the way he says, my spiritual guide, subhanallah. Like he's so grateful to be the murid of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. If this is his confidence in subhanallah, in his master Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah, we should be also feeling privileged to be the murid of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, through Amir al-Sunnah Mazarakatum al-Aliyah.
Subhanallah.
And there is a beautiful incident Amir al-Sunnah, he alhamdulillah captures in his words, and he narrates this parable that in the life of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his own words, he says, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that when I was young, I had to go into the jungle where I followed an ox, as children often do. And then that ox turned to me saying, "Oh Abdul Qadir, you were not created for such acts." In a state of worry, I returned home and informed my mother. I said, "Oh mother, let me travel to Baghdad so that I can attain knowledge and see the pious people." My mother asked me the reason for this, so I informed her of the occurrence with the ox. Upon hearing this, tears appeared in my mother's eyes.
Allah.
And she brought my share of my father's wealth to me, which was 80 gold coins. And when she gave him the 80 gold coins, he says, "I took 40 of them." Subhanallah, look at the wisdom. There were 80 gold coins, that was his share from the father's wealth. But he only took half. Subhanallah. He's also thinking about the well-being of the mother.
Allahu Akbar.
He took 40 of them, leaving the remaining 40 for my mother. My mother sewed the coins into my shirt. And granting me permission to travel to Baghdad, she advised me to always speak the truth. And she said to me, "Oh my son, I am sending you far away for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now I will only see your face again on the Day of Judgment."
Allahu
Akbar. Such was the sacrifice. Look at the sacrifice of the mother of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And look at the enthusiasm of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to acquire the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of Deen. It is apparent from this account that Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a passion for seeking knowledge from his very childhood. And for this very purpose of seeking knowledge, he took permission from his mother, and his mother granted him permission to undertake a lifelong journey in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is such a true account in which there is a great lesson for every mother and every child. We should also seek religious knowledge. There is a lesson for the mother to be supportive. Because the mother of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, she was so supportive. She gave him all the money that was part of his inheritance. And Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when it came to Islamic education, he was so enthusiastic. He was determined, subhanallah, the determination should be like that, to leave the hometown, to go all the way to Baghdad Sharif. And then we all are aware of the beautiful incident that took place that made the group of bandits make tawbah on the hands of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and became great leaders of their time.
Subhanallah.
From being robbers to transforming 360 degrees, subhanallah, and becoming the pious people of their time.
Allahu Akbar.
This was again inspired by the teachings of the mother of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to always speak the truth. As we know, the incident is very famous. But what do we learn from it? It's not the accounts and the parables of pious predecessors, they're not narrated and related as a form of novelty seeking or a form of just enjoying it for the time being. No, there's a great lesson. There's a great lesson in it. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned so many amsal in the Holy Quran, so many qasas and beautiful stories in the Holy Quran, because there is a great lesson in them. We're not listening to it only for the sake of listening to a story, but to take the morals from there and to inshallah incorporate it within our lives. And as the murid of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, we should be following into his footsteps, as Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, he encourages us. Subhanallah. By mentioning the accounts of the noble personality of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala and his seerah.
Allahu Akbar. And there's a very surprising hidden pearl in this discussion, Sayyidi. And that is, again, it goes back to the personality of the father, personality of the mother, which at the end of the day brings out the personality of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. In the sense that, look, the mother was very pious and the father was very pious, and a very pious child was born. So when the mother is pious and the child is pious and the father is pious, there is that mutual understanding of everything. When, you know, your children tend to trust every single word that comes out from your mouth. You know, he doesn't backchat to you. I mean, he's that type of a child that if you say jump, he'll say how high. Why? Because now, he grew up seeing all this goodness from you. That is why it was so easy for Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu to ask permission to go and learn and to go and study, because he understood and he saw his father was a very great alim of his time, was a very great wali of Allah of his time. Obviously, he had great knowledge. I mean, if we have to read about accounts of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani's father, you know, and the accounts of the mother of Sheikh Abdul Qadir, they come from very noble and God-fearing family. So then what happens, and what we learn from here, is that when there is piety in the family, obviously there will be that mutual understanding towards goodness. You know, because now, when there is piety, automatically children are inclined towards learning al-Medin. Yes. Because, I mean, for them to be able to exercise and get the best out of this piety that they have, you know, they need to learn more Islamic education. They need to become ulama-i-ikram. You know, children get inspired by their fathers, you know, when they are standing in front of people and delivering bayanats, and, you know, because the parents are the first role models to their children. You know, the children look at you as a father and say, I want to be like my dad. And in this case, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala's father was a very, very pious person, a great scholar of his time. And therefore, that's why that jazba was automatically instilled in the heart of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala to go out to Baghdad in order to become, you know, the Islamic scholar. And at the same time, look at now the softness of the mother. You know, sometimes as a mother, sometimes as a parent, when a child wants to go and study, you know, we so insecure, we want to keep the child very close to us, and we think, you know, the child is going to go so far, I'm going to miss the child. But they had a bigger picture, and that was the sacrifice in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for the benefit of this beautiful and great Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It was indeed a very, 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 very crucial sacrifice, but because it was done for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, alhamdulillah, it had to be done. And secondly, if you have to look at this situation also, that you are asking permission from your mother to go and study, and then she tells you, I will only see your face on the day of Qiyamah. I mean, as a child, how do you still leave your mother, knowing well that if you go, you'll never be able to see her again? You'll only be able to see on the day of Qiyam.
So the sacrifice was on both parts, the mother and the son, subhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. So the sacrifice was from both parties, the mother and the son. So, and then what we learn also from here is that, look, even Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani understood that it is better for me to see my mother on the day of Qiyamah, after I have fulfilled this great need of becoming an alim and becoming an Islamic scholar. Just for argument's sake, let's say, Sayyidi, the permission was not granted to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani to go and study. And then I wouldn't want to call that a damage, but I'm saying, look at how the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have been empty, would have been thirsty from such a great personality like Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu anhu. But alhamdulillah, ultimately it was the plan of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala had to go and study. And today we are benefiting from his education. Today we are benefiting from his faith until Allah Akbar, until Qiyamah, generations upon generations to come, they will come and learn and benefit from the faith of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu
anhu. SubhanAllah, such is the legacy of Sultan al-Awliya, the crown of sainthood, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. Inshallah, we should now listen to a beautiful manqabat Sayyidi, mashallah, and our viewers as well. Please do enjoy this beautiful manqabat written and composed in the praise of Sultanul Awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And inshallah, we'll return after the kalam. So stay tuned with Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Laila Gyarami wale dana. Dubi hoy tar jayegi, dubi hoy tar jayegi. Murshidane ghase azam
jaari rahega.
Faizane ghase azam
jaari rahega.
Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Murshid
jaari shali manate rahega.
رکھتا ہے جو غوثِ اعظم سے نیاز رکھتا ہے جو غوثِ اعظم سے نیاز ہوتا ہے خوش اس سے مولا بے نیاز ہوتا ہے خوش اس سے مولا بے نیاز مناتے رہیں گے صدقِ دل سے غوث کی صدقِ دل سے غوث کی کر دے نیاز صدقِ دل سے غوث کی کر دے نیاز مرشد گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی مرشد گیارہویں والے دانا ڈوبی ہوئی تار جائے گی مرشد
گیارہویں شلی منا
انشاءاللہ ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں ہے فضیلت گیارہویں تاریخ میں اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں دے نیاز اس لیے افضل ہے اس میں دے نیاز میں دھر سے جاؤں گا اس کے میں باری جاؤں گا اس کے میں دھر سے جاؤں گا اس کے میں باری جاؤں گا اس کے مرشد
گیارہویں شلی منا
مرشد
مہانا بھی سالانا بھی مہانا بھی سالانا
تخصیص کچھ ساز و ساما کی نہیں تخصیص کچھ ساز و ساما کی نہیں تخصیص کچھ جو میسر ہو اسی پر جو میسر ہو اسی پر دینیا جو میسر ہو اسی پر دینیا ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور ہاں ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور ہاں ادب تعظیم لازم ہے ضرور بے ادب ہرگز نہ بے ادب ہرگز نہ پائے یہ نیا بے ادب ہرگز نہ پائے یہ نیا میں سب سے جاؤں انشاءاللہ اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش اے جمیل قادری ہوشیار باش عمر بھر چھوٹے نا عمر بھر چھوٹے نا تجھ سے یہ نیاز عمر بھر چھوٹے نا تجھ سے یہ نیاز
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ وی آر سو اسپرچولی چارجڈ آفٹر لسننگ ٹو دس بیوٹیفل منقبۃ ان دا پریز آف سیدنا عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ماشاء اللہ اینڈ ناؤ ایز وی آر ڈسکسنگ دی اسٹیٹمنٹس آف امیر السنۃ دامت برکاتہ العالیہ اباؤٹ سلطان الاولیاء غوث اعظم شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ He says that it is mentioned in Bhajatul Asrar. Now, this is with regards to the physical appearance of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. He says it is mentioned in Bhajatul Asrar Sharif that Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he relates that our Imam, Shaykhul Islam, Muhyiddin Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was slim-bodied. And he was of medium height, broad-chested, and had a dense beard and long neck. He had a fair complexion, wheat-colored fair complexion, and eyebrows which joined, and dark eyes. His voice was audible and loud, and he was expansive in knowledge, meaning he was a great scholar and mufti as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this was a little brief description, the physical description of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, mashallah. And as it may cross a person's mind whether Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala was an Arab or non-Arab. So in response to this question, Amir al-Sunnat, he mentions that Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, he was a non-Arab. And this should be remembered that a non-Arab is called an Ajami, just as we are Ajami, subhanallah. And subhanallah, there are such beautiful pieces of poetry that are composed by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, and Amir al-Sunnat Amul Barakatum al-Aliya, he explains this beautiful piece of poetry by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma. And he says, Wah kya martaba ay ghos hai bala tera, ooche oocho ke saron se qadam ala tera. Meaning, O Ghaus, what a status you have. Indeed, how exalted above the heads of the lofty ones, your foot is elevated. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And then he explains this beautiful poetry and he says, Wah kya martaba ay ghaus hai bala tera. It means that, O my spiritual guide, my Ghaus-e-Azam, what an elevated status you have. What a station. What a position. Your rank is indeed very lofty. And then, ooche ooche ke saron se qadam ala tera. Subhanallah. Explaining this stanza, he says that, O my Ghaus-e-Azam, not your blessed head, rather your blessed foot is above the lofty ones. Here, ooche ooche, meaning lofty ones, refers to the noble saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala. It does not mean that the prophets alayhi salam or the noble companions alayhi ridwan, Allahu Akbar, the rank of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is very lofty and elevated among the noble saints. Meaning, and those saints, it does not include the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he is Sultanul Awliya. And mashallah, he also explains beautifully the meaning of Qadri. Alhamdulillah, as we all are Qadri, mashallah, we are all a privilege of being in the silsila of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah, if Hazrat can please explore this concept of being Qadri and what does it mean to be a Qadri.
So, the name of Sheikh Abdul Qadir or the name of Sayyidina Ghausul A'zam is Abdul Qadir. So any person that becomes a murid or a disciple in his silsila, in his spiritual path, is called a Qadri by way of ascription to his name.
Subhanallah.
And this has been proven by the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah. And as we all know that our predecessors, they were always and always on Sharia, and then they made sure that everything that was done was in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. So seeking a wasila is established from the noble Quran in para 6 surah Al-Ma'idah verse 35. Allah Azza wa Jalla says that ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wabtagu ilayhi al-wasila. That all believers, fear Allah and seek wasila, the medium of good deeds of pious people towards Him. The scholars of truth have taken this verse as evidence for adopting a spiritual guide. It is obvious that a spiritual guide is not Allah Almighty or a prophet. Rather, the one who is taken as a spiritual guide is an intermediary, which leads one to the court of Allah Almighty. So in this manner, it is established from the noble Quran. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also took oaths of allegiance at various junctures, such as Bayat Ridwan, which is very famous. Anyone who has some knowledge is aware of Bayat Ridwan. In this way, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took an oath of allegiance on some occasions from some that they would not ask anything from people. He took an oath of allegiance from others that they would stay away from the world. Oaths of allegiance like this are mentioned in the noble hadith and are mentioned in the blessed, beautiful hadith Mubarak of beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in a nutshell, whatever our predecessors have done, they always aligned themselves within the teachings of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, within the teachings of the Holy Quran. So for us to call ourselves Qadiri today in the chain of this great personality in the silsila of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala, it is indeed proven from verses of the Holy Quran and also from many beautiful sayings and ahadith Mubarak of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. And we are so fortunate that we are the followers of those who follow Quran and Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, as alhamdulillah, we all know that our beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, this is a non-political movement of Quran and Sunnah.
Subhanallah.
So we are also spreading the fragrance of Quran and Sunnah, alhamdulillah, as we are inspired by Amir al-Sunnah Damod Barakatuhu al-Aliyah and his teachings. And his teachings is nothing but the teachings of Quran and Sunnah, subhanallah. And subhanallah, this is such a blessing. And as you have mentioned about the term Qadri, subhanallah, and we should be proud of being Qadri and being in the silsila of Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And we make this dua, and Allah Hazrat in fact has mentioned in this dua, Qadri kar, Qadri rak, Qadri yom e utha, Qadri Abdul Qadir ya Qudrat Numa ke waaste. Ameen bijahi Nabi. Now Sayyidi, as you mentioned, the practice of taking bay'ah of allegiance, was it like an old ancient practice or is it something modern? But Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatuhu al-Aliyah gives us the perfect answer here, and he says the practice of taking an oath of allegiance is something from the pious predecessors rahimahumullah ta'ala of the earliest time. Our spiritual guide Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala is a famous pious predecessor, and perhaps no one denies his piety. Yet he too had a spiritual guide by the name of Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Sa'id Mubarak Makhzumi rahimahullah. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had many khulafa and spiritual successors. Amongst them was Sayyidina Shaykh Ali ibn Hiti, and was the first khalifa. He was the first khalifa, and there were many others apart from him. Subhanallah. So this is not something new. This has been continued. Even Sayyidina Ghawsi Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was also the murid of his spiritual guide, Allahu Akbar. In turn, these khulafa themselves had their own khulafa. Thus, the Qadri silsila has continued to this day. And if we look beyond Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Sa'id Mubarak Makhzumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was his spiritual guide. In turn, he too had a spiritual guide. And the famous pious predecessor, Sayyidina Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is also from our spiritual guides.
Subhanallah.
In the same way, Sayyidina Shaykh Maruf Karkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and Sayyidina Sari Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi are also from our spiritual guides. Subhanallah, we have such a beautiful chain, such a chain of light this is, mashallah. And in this way, the chain of spiritual guides of our Shaykh, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, continues until it reaches Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, then to his spiritual guide Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then to his blessed father Sayyidina Mawla Ali Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and after this Sayyidina Ali Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, every link is united with another in the form of a chain, subhanallah. And the pious predecessors did not deny this chain, subhanallah, such a beautiful chain. And to this day, most of the ummah, in fact, the vast majority of the ummah accepts this. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Such is the beauty of the chain of the Qadri silsila. We have such pious predecessors, Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Maruf Kharkhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Sari Saqti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and ultimately Sayyidina Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, then his father Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who's Sahabi Rasul, Subhanallah. And then from him, Sayyidina Shir Khuda Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem. And he is the Khalifa of Rasulullah. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. He is the peer of all peers. Alhamdulillah, he is the murshid of all murshid, Subhanallah, murshid al Kareem, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we all become his murid the moment we read Kalima La Ilaha Illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. Sayyidi, as we are exploring the biography and the seerah of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, what about his beloved father? He was such a pious personality, and he was also famous by the title of Jangi Dost. His full name was Sayyidina Abu Salih Musa Jangi Dost Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. But why the term Jangi Dost? Where does it come from? What is the wisdom behind it, inshallah, if you could enlighten us in the words of Amir Rasulullah Mubarakatam Aliya, that the way he has, mashallah, beautifully explained this.
Amir Rasulullah says that the noble father of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was foremost in Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar, enjoining right and forbidding evil. He could not bear to see sin.
Allah.
It is mentioned in page 16 of Maktabatul Madina's book, Ghawse Pak Ke Halat, that Sayyidina Abu Salih, Sayyid Musa, Jangi Dost Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, became famously known of being Jangi Dost because he would oppose his self for the sake of Allah Almighty and would strive much in worship and riyadah, spiritual training. He was well known for enjoining righteous acts and forbidding evil. He would not even care for his own life in this matter.
Allah.
One day, and which leads to the reason why he was famously known as Jangi Dost. Amir al-Sunnah beautifully says that one day he was going to Jami Masjid, and some servants of the Khalifa of the time were passing carrying clay jars of wine on their heads with extreme care. When he looked towards them, a state of spiritual wrath overcame him and he broke those jars. None of the workers had the courage to do anything before the father of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. So they quietly went to the Khalifa of that time and incited the Khalifa against him. Therefore, the Khalifa said, "Bring Sayyid Musa immediately to my court." When Sayyidina Musa rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who is the father of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, arrived in the court of the Khalifa, he was seated in a state of anger and rage. He angrily asked, "Who are you to waste the hard work of my servants?" Sayyid Musa rahmatullah ta'ala replied, and he said that, "I am a muhtasib." Muhtasib is one appointed to forbid people from things which are contrary to the Sharia. "And I have carried out my duty." In other words, I have been, you know, given the position of a muhtasib, and me, or by me breaking these jars, I have fulfilled my responsibility. The Khalifa asked, "By whose order have you been appointed as a muhtasib?" Sayyid Musa rahmatullah ta'ala replied, and he says, you know, he replied to him in a very good tone, and he says, "By the one according to whose order you are a governor."
Allah.
Allahu Akbar. "Allah Almighty has made me a muhtasib to hold you people to account and stop you from wrongdoings." Allahu Akbar. This statement of his had a profound impact on the Khalifa, such that he sat putting his head on his knees. Then raising his head after a while, he humbly asked, "Respected man, apart from Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar," meaning enjoining right and forbidding evil, "what was the wisdom of breaking the jar's pot?"
What was the reason? I mean, apart from the fact that you forbid people from doing bad and you enjoining them towards good, what was the wisdom behind breaking this pause? Sayyid Musa rahmatullah ta'ala replied, and he says, showing compassion for your state to save you from the disgrace of this world and the hereafter. Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The Khalifa was greatly moved by his words of wisdom and deeply impressed. He said, respected man, you have been appointed as a muhtasib. As he was the father of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, placing his trust in Allah Almighty, Sayyidina Musa responded, when I am appointed by Allah Almighty, then what need do I have of being appointed by the creation? Allah. From that very day, he became famous by the title of Jangi Dost. Allah. Look at how Amir al-Sunnat, alhamdulillah, teaches us even the background towards the title of the current of the father of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala. And that title is that he was Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyun anil Munkar. He could not bear to see people deliberately disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And to such an extent that in this type of issues and matters, he could not even care about his own life. Allah.
And he became Jangi Dost in the process in propagating Amrun bil Ma'ruf and Nahyun anil Munkar, subhanallah. Which is the trait, the true characteristic of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And Sayyidi, there is a beautiful sentence that was uttered by Sayyidina Hosni Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as he is the king of awliya, and his kingdom was established when he had uttered these beautiful words, and all the awliya, they submitted to it. When Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh made the statement, قَدَمِي هَذِهِ عَلَىٰ رَقَبَةِ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ.
Allah.
What does it mean? It means that this foot of mine is upon the neck of every saint of Allah Almighty.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
On the pulpit in Baghdad Sharif, he made this announcement. And first of all, Sheikh Ali ibn Haythi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was his first Khalifa to put the foot of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi on his own neck. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. And therefore he became the first Khalifa of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In the same way, when this occurred, Sayyidina Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was present in the mountains of Khurasan for worship. Upon hearing this statement of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said, your foot is not just on my neck, rather it is on my head and eyes as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, this is an amazing martaba and status Allah Azza wa Jal has given him, that his foot is upon the necks of all the awliya.
Subhanallah.
This is such a beautiful shayr. And Sayyidi Alaa says that jiski mimbar bani gardane awliya, us qadam ki karamat pe lakho salam.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. These are beautiful words. And Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala says that qadam gardane awliya par hai tera, tu hai rab ka aisa wali ho se haasil.
Subhanallah.
And alhamdulillah, we are all inspired by this great status of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala as his murids. And alhamdulillah, he is our pride. If you are not good enough, then at least your peer, pirani peer dastagir, he is good, subhanallah. And he uses the term jayyid, mashallah. And in this way, we can also shine as the murideen of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal always keep us among the murideen of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and enable us and give us tawfiq to follow into his footsteps and follow his seerah. Alhamdulillah, as we have learned this through the mubarak statements of Peer-e-Tariqat, Amir-e-Sunnat Ahmad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, alhamdulillah. He is a giant personality. He is the living wali of our time.
Subhanallah.
And he has such love and affection in the court of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And via listening to his Madani pearls, we also came to realize about the greatness of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam from a proper source that alhamdulillah is the guide for thousands of Muslims across the world, alhamdulillah. May Allah Azza wa Jal
keep our Amir al-Sunnah healthy and give him a long healthy life, and inshallah lengthen his shadow upon us. That is the meaning of Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah as well, inshallah azza wa jal. With this in mind, any parting words inshallah azza wa jal as we are approaching towards the conclusion of our today's episode?
Alhamdulillah, the awliya-i-kiram are such great personalities in the court of Allah azza wa jal. They are loved by Allah azza wa jal, and they are also loved by the angels of Allah, and all the Ahlul Sama are loved by, they love these awliyas and friends of Allah azza wa jal. And therefore, this having been said, it says a lot about our love towards the awliya of Allah azza wa jal.
Subhanallah.
You know, man aada li waliyan faqad abantuhu bil harb. You know, today people will speak of the awliya ikram, and I am addressing those true awliyas of Allah azza wa jal who are blessed with the ilmi deen, because according to the definition that has been given by Mufti Ahmed Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, a true wali of Allah is that wali of Allah who has been granted the Islamic education. A wali of Allah cannot be a jahil, a person that does not know anything about the matters of deen. So it becomes necessary for us to love these personalities, because by us loving them, inshallah thumma inshallah, we will also be loved by Allah, we will also be loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will also be loved by the Ahlul Sama, by the, you know, all angels of Allah azza wa jal. So we should do ourselves a favor. And what is that favor? Let us also be that chain that connects us to Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, to all this awliya Allah, and the chain leads us directly into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really grant us the ability to stay firm. May He never ever make it such that we leave the daman of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala.
Ameen biya'in nabi l-ameen. Inshallah, let's end it on this beautiful dua that was made by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma. Qadri tar qadri rak, qadri yum yumta, قدر عبد القادر قدرت تمہ کے واسطے امین بجاہ نبی الامین انشاءاللہ dear viewers, this was our today's episode alhamdulillah, which related to the statements of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah regarding the noble personality of Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala. Inshallah, stay tuned with Madani channel and watch other episodes, and especially the Madani Muzakara every Saturday, and be inspired by the words of wisdom imparted by His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, inshallah azza wa jal. Until then, keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In Ghawse Azam's radiance we find our way, the crown of sainthood guiding night and day.